Hey, Super Santi, Red Crocs, all gas, no brakes. We coming at y'all live, no motherfucking chaser. Yeah, yo, let's watch these reels.
Couple more of these joints, and I'm y'all, and we gonna get it out of here. But this is what we do: we gonna watch the reels and just, you know, laugh and keep it moving.
That shit shattered, though. That shit gone. Motherfucking, her whole motherfucking tibia shattered. That's what you call a spider fracture. like how many legs a spider got? Like 8? Some shit like that. The motherfucking leg crunched and curled up like a fucking shrimp in some boiling water. Yeah, this when your relationship is tested.
and he just got married.
Yo, nigga, he just jumped the broom and that bitch shattered her feet.
Yo, that, I didn't even think about that.
Yo, her shit.
Wow.
That right, that, what is it, left leg. Watch this here. Watch this here, people. Her shit gonna curl up like a shrimp.
Wow. You right here, relationship just got tested off jump. Literally off jump.
Curl. That shit turned into a fucking slinky.
Oh, my God.
That shit look like a Twizzler.
That's an Achilles, an ACL.
That's
all that shit,
nigga.
Yo.
That's shin bone, rebuilt ankle.
Exactly.
Boy, nigga, that's plastic surgery rehab for a year.
Yo, he just married her with that too.
Hope her job got FMLA.
Yo, but she jumped off the joint with heels on.
She landed wrong.
But she also jumped off with heels on. You should have wore sneakers for that event.
That's
a sneaker. I think that's a Jordan event.
That was ill-calculated.
You should wear ones. I say, where's the Jordan 1?
Yeah, flat bottom.
You know what I'm saying?
Flat feet.
So you can just
even
land.
If you got an arch, you need a flat bottom for that.
It's his fault, though. He jumped too high.
Oh, yeah.
See how high the
break. It's simple break. As. He looked like a square-ass nigga.
Take it back.
The nigga
take
looked
back.
Like he was just happy to be getting some coochie.
Look how high he jumped and he pulled up way too high. It's his fault.
One more time. So
I know
that this is
going to run back. I know Instagram don't let you to run shit back like by the slide.
No, I got it.
Nah, this nigga.
Watch out how he jumped.
He was happy.
He pulled her up way
but
too
she,
high.
But she took a hell of a spring, though. You man, see how?
You see how far?
He kind of like leaped up, but the shit.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, God damn.
That shit just ruined my fucking appetite and ambition.
That's a terrible day. But you know, y'all killed me with this. To death do you part. Yo, that's how y'all started a relationship. You got to take care.
You
got to find out the real her.
Right.
Like sitting on the
this
bed.
Is testing
straight
everything.
To the ER. Take her straight to the ER.
Yeah. Straight. That type of injury, a person could go into shock.
Yeah.
Because your body and the receptors and the central nervous system is not like, your brain doesn't know how to process that type of pain, bro.
That's crazy.
You need like morphine immediately.
When I saw that, Jammy, I was like, that's tough.
Big up to the photographer who leaked that shit.
That nigga was on
you
point.
You don't even want to know, let nobody see that shit, dog.
Like, shit. Like, damn, this happened on my wedding day? Really?
Yeah, I got another Jammy for you.
She need to drink some milk. She needs some vitamin D.
This guy.
This thirsty ass nigga. This is an ab machine. Yeah, you put your knees down. This bitch working her motherfucking, what do they call it?
I don't know what she
what do they call
doing.
It?
Kegels?
That's Kegels. It's this bitch doing Kegel exercises.
I don't know
exercises.
What she was doing. She was getting it too, dog.
I'm not even mad at her.
Do what I ain't
you
mad at her. Do what you got to do, baby.
She getting it. So would you have helped her?
Nah, he hating.
Yeah. He should have just left her at what she was doing. Cause she was gonna make somebody happy later.
Simple as.
That's probably her husband.
Probably was. Like,
whole
you
time.
Up,
whole
you
time.
Up in here just
whole time.
Getting it.
Like shit. Whole time.
Just getting it. She get it. Get it.
Stop hating.
Yeah, man. Hey, whole fucking machine smell like coochie.
Oh man, just hilarious. Yeah, that was funny. What you got, Red? You got something like your Jammy?
Yeah. Shit, man. I'm so behind, man. I don't know what time frame we on tonight, but damn, man. Shit. Live like that, yeah. I'm tripping.
Red be having some outrage.
Oh, shit. Hey, man.
What is this?
Oh, now this, yeah. This is a shameless plug for this spot that I've been invited to several times. It's a gentleman's club called Mile High. And
that joint went right in.
Mile High. And my little cousin, I ain't gonna say her name, but she danced at the joint. Very respectable place. No table dances at Mile High. That's why I ain't went. I'm a greasy nigga. Yeah, this is 3 minutes into a conversation with your baby mama. Hey,
who the fuck you think you're talking to, huh? You wanna fuck? Oh. Who the fuck you think they are? Dumb boy? Come
on, brother.
Do you wanna go to war? Come on. Do you wanna go to war? We take you to war.
We take you to fucking war, bitch.
This shit is so accurate.
It is. Nigga. Cause you be trying to play it cool, trying to be cordial.
Oh, God.
Even if you at different places in your experience.
You lose it. You lose the cool.
Like, even if you don't give a fuck if somebody else striking that bitch, like, hilarious. She knows what buttons to press to set you off. And mine, she surely does. Shout out to my baby mama. I love you, baby. Even though we'll never be together again. I love you.
Oh, I got something for you that I ain't played from y'all last time. Last time we had seen one of these, and it was funny what the interaction we had.
Shout out to Ray's baby mama.
Yeah,
Shout her out, man.
My baby mom is a special baby mom. She's very thoughtful. She's festive. But compatibility-wise.
Hey, but that don't mean you can't have a relationship with your
PM. She's my friend.
You know what
she's
saying?
A friend. She's a good friend.
Yeah, I appreciate guys.
Nah, I don't want to talk down on her. Oh, see, this catfishing at a different level. Oh, no teeth. Woo! Bitch, you can lose them teeth.
Yo, you see this
one? Whoa.
She gonna do some things.
You see what this person?
Fellas, y'all need to
be safe. Yeah, run that back.
Man, we ain't gonna even listen to the music because it on the YouTube gonna tell us something about the music, but this is crazy.
Yeah, look. See,
that's somebody's grandmother.
See, man,
right
nigga
there.
With that mouth. She looking like
she went from grandmother side chick.
Dog, bitch look like she looked like one of them pussycat dogs.
That's
bitch look like a pussycat dog.
That's not grandma. That's great grandma, dog. Yeah,
damn, she's a great grandma.
But look at how tatted up she is.
She got kids with kids.
She got kids. She got kids. Who got kids, dog?
She is with the shits, dog. She got a face tat.
Yo, she cold, yo.
Now she a side chick.
Oh, she cold. She like a young.
She can get hit right there.
First of all, I don't think that's her.
You might have to pause it right there, son, dog.
I don't think that's her.
Is that right there? No, it's her. But the veneers make her look different. They fill out that mouth. That mouth. She got a juicy mouth.
I don't think you can pull. Instagram
you got a loose jaw when you ain't
got
teeth.
Loose jaw.
She got loose jaw.
Loose jaw.
That's crazy. That's not, that is not the same chick.
Yeah, it's crazy, ain't it?
I don't believe that's the same chick.
Yes, sir. I don't believe
it's the same chick.
It's the cheekbones and jawline that make me say it's the same chick. But the mouth gives it a different effect.
Yo, young men, young ladies, be careful. I got to tell everybody, be careful out here, yo.
Safe out there.
Because you will come up dirty.
Yeah, she nice with the makeup game.
Dog, that's catfishing on a different level.
At 100.
100,000. Dog, nigga. They done took a whole granny and turned it into an acceptable side bitch to hit on weekends and take out of town to the Poconos.
With the proper makeup.
Or Poe Monkey Maryland. We could go there.
Poe Monkey. Shout
Poe him out. Monkey. I had my best times in the Poe Monkey room.
I got another jammy for you.
Money, gang, nigga, money, oh my God, nigga, money, fuck, bitch, again, nigga. Nigga money high.
Nigga money high. Hey, that nigga got balls, dog. I'm balls. I've been getting nigga money all my life. He tricking something, dog. He advertising. That nigga looking for a fucking situation. He saying, I got it over here. I got nigga money, and I'm doing nigga shit. And never in the history of niggerdom did I see somebody flexing that hard at his age. He had the George Jefferson fucking hairline.
Missing teeth.
Cul-de-sac. Missing teeth. He's saying, fuck all that shit. Come get this bread, bitch. Nigga money, nigga money.
Yeah, man. Nah, hey. Yo, that shit went hard.
Fair exchange ain't no robbery.
What you think, Rex?
I don't know what I think about it.
Everybody gonna be that dirty old man one day. Unless you get like a badge on that.
That joint killed me when I saw it. Because I was like, yo, that's what he think rap music sounds like, first and foremost. Nigga money.
And to a degree, he's correct. To a degree, because so Busta Rhymes had that motherfucking song. Buy shot, hit it, lie, shit it, lie, buy. We get A-Rap money. We get. It's only right that he flipped it and said,
First of all, like for those people in the back, he could say nigga because he's a saying nigga. Let's just say.
Hey, saying nigga, different type of nigga.
He can say what he got to say.
Shades of gray. It's different, but it's all the same.
It's all the same.
Yo, that shit killed. Nigga, let's hear it one more
Santa, time. You can't edit. None
I gotta sing it. I gotta sing along.
Shit, because nigga money, nigga money. Oh hey, my god, hey, nigga
money, money, fuck money. Bitch again. But you still save it on the drive, though, so, right? Yeah, we good. Nigga money, hey. Look, Facebook gonna get this. This is for my Facebook people. Man.
That nigga tricking major. Cul-de-sac on the top.
Yo, he killing it. What is he leading back on? Nigga, like, oh my god.
Straight hondos. Straight blue faces.
And he know that's nigga money.
They got filter on his face and everything.
Oh, he got the.
He trying to smooth this shit out. Ain't no smoothing this shit out,
dog. Yo, he's so smooth.
The teeth
bro, that is not nigga money. That's Russian money. You see that dude on the goddamn bill?
I don't even know who it is.
That's one thing I can't stand.
I know that's money, though.
That's
know,
one of my motherfucking pet peeves, bro. I can't be around people with a raggedy-ass mouth, dog. That mouth raggedy, dog. It do something to my motherfucking appetite.
Oh, man.
I can't live like that.
Oh, man.
You got insurance and dental, and you ain't going to get that raggedy-ass mouth fixed? I had a bitch with a raggedy-ass mouth, but she had a good box, though. So it kind of evened itself out. In a way that I could compromise with for a time period.
Yo, shout out to my boy Red Crocs, man. Hey, I love
Dog, she got the three-piece insert jump. We was good.
The three-piece insert.
We made it through Christmas.
Oh, my God. Nigga money.
Yo, but this nigga, he's saying, I got the bread. Fuck these missing teeth and this missing hair on top. Come get it.
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
Damn, what's the chick right there shaking the ass with the... Okay. She look athletic.
Can you do a cartwheel? Can you do a round off? Can you do a one-handed cartwheel?
She got a good jiggle.
Can you do a back bend? Can you do the splits?
Trifling.
Okay,
Lord. See, this is the problem. I'm gonna say, Santi, can I talk to you for a second?
Talk
bro?
To me, holler at your boy.
Hey, I'm gonna break into it. Made me feel spiritual. I'm gonna break into the book of BBD. They say that the low hole pro should be cut like an afro. But what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but she's to me, she's a loser. How you know? Because me and the crew used to do it. When chicks post videos like this,
yeah,
and they expect men to not be thirsty or come and try to see what they can see, it's like, I don't get it. Because that ass had a mean jiggle. And must be Jellica's jam don't shake like that. But I'm just saying, expect niggas to come jump in your DM when you post videos like that. I like that athletic body. I'm gonna shut the fuck up now.
Yo, shout you out, young lady. You did your thing on that video. I thought that video was entertaining as well. Inbox my boy Red Crocs. And he's gonna also test your flipping and all that as well. Gymnastics. He'll give you a gymnastics quiz.
That bitch was that was decent.
I got this one. This actually cracked me up. This is funny.
Delaware, I'm from Delaware.
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 I am from Delaware.
D-E-L-A-W-A-R-E. Corporate tax haven, I'm aware. No sales tax because we don't care. Water's polluted just like the air.
From Wilmington to Dover to Georgetown, then it's over. We don't care if you don't come. Just watch your mouth. That's where your president's from.
First, sign the declaration. Top choice for incorporation, but 27th in education.
The money's not reaching the population.
D-E-L-A-W-A-R-E. Corporate tax haven, I'm aware. No sales tax because we don't care. DuPont's on everything, even the air.
Delaware, I'm from Delaware.
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 I am from Delaware.
Dang. I know a $55 skeezer that's shaped just like her. The bitch shaped like a one liter gallon of milk. Like a 1 liter milk jar.
What a bro, what the fuck is Delaware?
I've been through there, but I never stopped.
I've never been through Delaware.
I'm going to tell you recently, you're going
to
crack
up. Is 9 to 5 off of Delaware?
You're going to crack up.
Yeah, you can use that one, but you can use 301 too. You can get to Delaware through 301.
I stopped
if you
Delaware
go 50 and then switch
one
at
time
the split.
To grab some food.
I have to.
I have food to. Is fire.
I love her energy, bro.
The food was fire.
They got
though
that gas station chicken, bro.
The food be fire.
No, that should be fire, bro.
I don't know why the food in Delaware is actually not bad. So I stopped and I said, okay, Leo, this is how I test out places. Because I said, I'm like, well, we're Delaware to myself, you know what I mean? But when I go to Philly, I know I go through Delaware. I said, yo, I'm going to get a burger. I'm just getting a burger.
A plain burger with just lettuce, tomato, and cheese.
Yeah, just a burger.
Lechuga, tomate, mayonesa.
I'm going to go to
mayonesa.
A spot and get me a burger. Exactly. Lechuga, tomate, mayonesa.
And pan.
Ketchup. And pan.
And, damn.
And queso.
And queso.
Son, I had me a burger, yo.
No pepinos?
No peppers, no. Okay. Cucumbers, though.
No picantes?
No picantes.
All right.
Yeah, the burger was fire, dog. The food is good in Delaware, yo.
Bro.
And every time I do go through, I always try to stop and try to get something else. And they have not let me down.
So, all right, out of all the spots that you go into Delaware or you may have encountered in Delaware, what's your favorite spot to eat at? And what do they offer?
It's going to be fast food. You're going to die laughing. I'm going to stop at the Checkers. Delaware, this one Checkers I stop at.
This nigga getting a Big Buford?
Big Buford, son. The Big Buford.
No, it was expensive, but they was hitting. No, the Big Buford. That
I gave you a Big Buford.
That y'all had like three patties and three pieces of bread.
I didn't travel through, but VA,
yeah,
DC,
yeah,
Jersey. If I slide over Pennsylvania,
Jersey got some good ass food.
New York,
Jersey got some great food.
I've and never dude went through Delaware.
95, you don't take 95? Well, you know what?
I think I stopped.
If you take 95, you cross Delaware real fast.
Yeah. Like, bro, you transition from Maryland,
it's like
Delaware,
eighth,
and
it's like
then New Jersey.
It's
New
Jersey. Like an eighth of a mile.
It is.
You know what
is
I'm saying?
You never made a left.
By the time it say, welcome to Delaware, you in Jersey.
So you never made a left. You don't go to Philly?
Who the hell make lefts?
To Philly, right? That's Philly.
Yeah, I think you hit like one of the west type jumps, yeah, and Philly. Then you go on
you
Philly.
Don't go to, you don't go to
you're
Philly.
You're going north.
Nah,
but you
Philly
still,
is
like,
a left.
That's yeah, the left. And Delaware is that quick left.
Yeah.
Delaware's yeah small as shit, bro.
Hell yeah.
Is that quick left? It's a quick left.
Yeah, Philly is dope too.
Philly
got
fine
some. But nah, I got to double back to motherfucking New Jersey, the food in New Jersey. It's this barbecue place, bro. I went up there and I experienced the best chicken. I'm a chicken wing connoisseur.
Jersey
so,
is fire food.
Bro, they had these fucking chicken wings that were smoked and then they were fried.
Damn.
Bro.
They went hard.
Bro, they went hard. It's this place in New Jersey, Neptune, New Jersey, that has smoked fried turkey wings.
Jersey.
Chicken wings.
Jersey, when I go to, I eat everything in Jersey. I ain't going to front on you. But I like the breakfast spots, like the bagel spots. Like, I get me some lot. Like, yo, I be on my bagel game when I'm in Jersey. I ain't gonna fry at front. I get me a breakfast bagel sandwich.
Like, shit. Everything? Or what's your flavor bagel?
Yo, I like everything with, too.
Nah,
yo,
everything
yo,
be
everything
good.
Is good.
Nah, it's on
but
occasion,
I might go onion.
Damn, you all extreme my, nigga, though.
Y'all go out and go
I
cry.
Hope you brush right after that shit.
Man, I ain't
do you
I'm
eat
married.
That joint and put your mouth on your lady immediately?
Kiss her. Yeah, she ain't she had
she
bagel
used
too.
To it. She a triple
she
OG.
She had an onion bagel herself.
Triple OG.
She was like, yo, if we chose good food, we look at each other and go, that was a good choice. All right.
So do you do like lox or like? You ever did lox on a bagel?
I'm not a big fan of it. I tried it.
You don't like the cured smoked fish?
I'm not a big fan of it. Damn. But I'll eat a breakfast. I may do like a bacon, egg, and cheese. I might do a egg and cheese. I might do a sausage, egg, and cheese. I might do a, you know what I'm saying? I might go hard with it.
You're an island brother, so you don't like the fish. You don't like the red snapper. And
no,
the,
I do. I like, but I like cooking that myself.
True.
I know
true.
If I fry that shit going to be. Right.
True Island
like
boy.
Like, I'm picky.
True Island boy.
Yeah, super.
Respect. Yeah.
Boy,
God. Lot of mercy.
Boy.
Right near the beach.
Near the beach.
Boy.
Y'all with us, man. We're going to do it. How many more we should do it if we rolling out here?
Hey, Corollas, what the time looking like, big dog? We on autopilot? We going in the OT?
It's early.
Hey, I'm already in the shit house.
It's
I'm apologize to my old lady.
This is early.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. We gonna
you already in the shit at this
I'm
point.
I'm in the shit house.
It don't matter.
We're gonna do
with
a
no
few
plumbing.
More and we gonna go chill. We're gonna do our own chilling. But y'all, thank y'all for chilling with us right now. But yo, this is the joint. This is the real. Yo, Shorty, yo, we went off for a minute on that Delaware jab.
Like shit. Food is dope all over.
Oh, I got
the
one
world.
For you.
I'm going to play a recording of people chanting, "That is embarrassing," four times. After the fourth time, write down what you hear. Interesting. Almost everyone here heard, "That is embarrassing." Listen again and watch the screen. You heard the same thing every single time. Our eyes and ears take in electrical signals, which our brains interpret based on our expectations. We don't see reality. We see our reality.
That was deep. It was a lot of layers to it. And I applaud that. That was some old, yeah. A lot of people don't understand that when they set their mind in a certain direction, you can put yourself in the trick bag and you can set the ceiling too low and you can be indoctrinated very easy.
Dope.
Rex Corollas.
I like that.
You like that one?
I like that explanation.
No, my interpretation was it like kind of on point a little
I
something?
Like it. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I'm man. Man. Yeah. All no gas, no brakes, man. Bro. You doing what you doing.
You living
man.
In the Matrix, bro. Sometimes. No, depend on how.
I'm not agree or disagree. I enjoy the game this life has given. If you're living, if you're alive and you wake up another day and God gives you that breath, just go, okay, yeah. Another day.
He give you that one more again.
Go after what the fuck
you right. I think a lot of people, like, initially in the morning, I don't know. I mean, I'm different, bro. I'm a crack baby, born 84. You know, crack, you know, crept into 82, and it came to the height probably 86. I was born right in the middle of it. And my mom was...
What area?
In VA, Northern VA. So
okay.
It's like... I've been met with challenges and I was condemned before I even had a chance to experience the world. So therefore, I had setbacks that ain't my fault. You know, developmental issues that wouldn't have had probably been there had my mom been doing what she was doing at the time. But I'm saying this, I had to develop systems to compensate for the things that I lack. And, you know, that's just my little personal journey. But what to go back to what the video was, like, bruh, the whole world right now through the media and, you know, what we take in every day, we being programmed. And that's why I was telling you earlier off camera that I tune out from the information that's being dispersed, bro.
Yeah, we've been programmed for a very long time. You got to believe in yourself. That's it. Believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
That's my advice.
Nah, no bull. Hey, short and simple. That's that bypasses a lot of bullshit.
You may know the answer. Somebody may tell you you don't, but you may know, even if you're not knowing.
Come on now, somebody. Come on now, somebody.
That's how I live it by. You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I might know it. But I do know this. We making some dope podcasts and shit over here on Gas No Break Podcast. This is on some different stuff, man. You know, me and my man Red. Podcast is a new world, everybody. You know, I don't know where it's going to go. But I do know that it's sometimes just two dudes hanging out, watching reels with the engineer. You
dope
know what
ass
I mean?
Engineer.
Dope ass engineer at Rex Corollas. My boy Red Crocs. Let's do a few more of these things, man. I thank you all for tuning in. These are wild. Please let me know what you think about these because, you know, we want to give you content. We want to give you new content and different content. This is what this is. You know what I mean? Something that we drew up out of our minds and we're presenting it to you. So I'm going to jump to another reel here. I want to put something on here that's wild because, you know, we some wild dudes here. All Gas No Break Podcast. Let's see. Yo, I'm gonna do a plug real quick.
Hey, it's your girl Sanavi.
From our last interview. Shout out Sanavi.
Hey, it's your girl Sanavi, the R&B Haitian sensation straight from the 305. Dade County, what's up? Hey, but listen, catch me on the next episode of All Gas No Breaks Podcast.
Santi, I gotta make a request.
Can
I be there?
Oh, we already had the interview. It's online. The interview is online with Sanavi, yo. Shout out Sanavi.
Hey,
we interviewed
Sanavi
her. We did a live. Me and Quana.
Shout out Quana Vile.
Oh, battery died, but we're going to roll with the battery die at this point. Damn. But shout out Sanavi, yo. Shout her out.
All right, so what's her area expertise? What does she have to
singer.
Offer?
R&B
so does
singer.
She have a unique style?
Yeah, she does. It's actually, she can sing.
Where can people find her online?
At C Sanavi on Instagram. At SEESANAVI. At C Sanavi on Instagram. You follow her there. She got all her link tree and all that. Follow her there. The girl's dope. We interviewed her. You know, we only interviewed the All Gas No Breakers. So you know she's an All Gas No Breaker.
Damn. Wow. I mean, aesthetically, I'm gonna go check out that music. I suggest that all the people that support All Gas No Breaks go ahead and check that music out, man. Very unique individual.
Check it out. Play another joint real quick, and then we about to.
Bro, I say this all the time, but let me remind y'all, bro. When school was over, when high school was done, they just freed all the special ed kids out into the world, didn't tell us who was who or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Our whole lives in school, we were separated. We knew who were who. We knew, all right, if they get the tripping, don't even pay them no mind. They special ed, you know what I'm saying? After high school, they let them out into society, and we don't know, bruh. So when somebody trying, you just remember, they probably them. That's probably them right there, bruh. Don't let them, you know what I'm saying? Just ignore it.
Hey, first and foremost, I was one of them fucking special ed kids. I was riding the short bus, bitch. But I'm going to tell you this, ho. I didn't have a helmet on.
Oh, my
God. God damn it. Nah, I'm joking.
Yeah, hilarious.
But nah, man, hey, I think he had a point though. So they let them people out and they didn't have no motherfucking continuation plan.
No sign.
Or no motherfucking
a button.
No motherfucking what do you call that shit? Vocational school for these niggas to learn skills.
Some of them people did learn skills. Some of them people bosses. You know what I'm saying? And I think they should still wear a sign. I have to let us know, you know, okay, all right, no, nigga, all right, cool.
Nigga, you one of them.
I get it.
Yeah, we get it. You one of them. We're going to give you a pass.
I ain't know.
Go ahead, bring your motherfucking support animal in here.
After 18, we stop being able to know.
That's
kind of, that is,
that's
that was
a deeper
deep.
Question.
That was deep that he posted. That was like, okay, question. That was deep, bro. That was deep.
Absolutely.
I give you your props on that one.
Hey,
I did that.
What I do? I heard the bottle.
Oh, he must.
Hey, my bad. I screwed the top on too bad.
You know how we doing it? We make sure that the fizz stays in. Yo.
I wish I wouldn't have did it with my baby mom. Making sure the fizz stayed in.
Don't take it the wrong way or whatever, but she just not my type, you know? Like, she don't really have the features that I'm looking for. She probably cool. But to be honest, I probably wouldn't mess with her because she not my type, you know?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Matter of fact, that's crazy because I was just saying how I needed somebody special in my life a few days ago. She my type, no cap.
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Bloop.
Nigga, that was, hey, run that one back for the niggas in the back. Dog, she special?
Don't say it the wrong way or whatever, but she just not my type, you know? Like, she don't really have the features that I'm looking for. She probably cool, but to be honest, I probably wouldn't mess with her because she not my type, you know?
Dog, I'm buying motherfucking applesauce, juice, and fucking flashcards.
Somebody special in my life.
We playing Tiddlywinks. Me and this bitch gonna have a good time.
Oh, God. Homeboy switch shit up quick,
yo. As long as she is of age, hey, dog, I don't discriminate. I ingratiate. God bless.
Hilarious. That was fun. I saw that.
Hey, smash a pass, Rex with effects. You'll hit that jump? He ain't see the video. You'll hit that jump, Rex? Come on, back in your single day. Come on now.
Come on now. You know I can't answer that question, bro.
Okay. Hey,
you in mama house.
Yeah, you right about that. Hey, I respect mama. Nigga better put their ass on that plastic. Tell them about it. Tell them about the cut line, boss. Ain't no fizzes in campaign, boss.
Yo. So, yo, we all gas, no breaks, but sometimes breaks.
Tell that jingle-boo. Jingle-a.
Hey, yo, real talk, life is my motherfucking movie, dog. Yo,
nigga, that shit is a classic, bro.
Life is a classic. Yo, let's talk. Yo, we done with the reels, man. Yo, thank you, guys. Yo, Rex. I'm telling you, we got to do a real quick talk about Netflix. What's hot on Netflix right now? You're not watching nothing on Netflix right now?
I'm on my third damn. Right now I'm watching. Goddamn,
man, you be asking me these questions, man. I be getting brain farts and shit.
Because we be having Netflix offs.
I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now for the fifth time the whole season.
Is it
good?
Man,
I love that shit.
It was a good Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like some action type shit.
No, actually, that ain't even on Netflix. That's on Disney right now.
I ain't really
Dog, I'm a Tubi fanatic, bro.
You watching them new Tubi?
I think I'm
jammies.
Watching them trifling ass.
Are they good, though?
They.
Like, is there a good one? Because I can't.
Dog, they got one.
I'm a fan of bad cinema, but when it's real bad, it pisses me off.
Me, I'm a storyline person. So if the storyline is intriguing, I'm locked in. But, you know, I'm weird when it comes to sex scenes, all them trifling ass, gritty ass sex scenes. I don't like to see that shit. Not because I'm a holy roly, but the shit is well. It's not directed well sometimes. But they got good storylines, bro. And they have some premium movies, too.
Shout out one that's hard, though. You like, yo, Santi, see this Tubi movie.
Dog, they got like fucking, series of movies. They got this joint. What the fuck? I can't forget it. I must say another one that I watched like two times. It's called The Box.
The Box.
And it's like, you could tell the funding ain't there, but the division and the storyline is there. Whoever put it together did it well. The storyline was there. And
what's it about?
All right, boom. I'm going to try to summarize this shit. All right.
Without giving it away because I'm going to watch it.
The Box. Damn, it's a spoiler alert.
No spoilers. No. I'm watching. All
right, it's an alternate. All right, the box is a alternate reality that they got this specialized weed. You smoke this weed, you go into alternate reality, and the alternate reality is called the box. It's a place, but the place is like a fucking swingers club, and you go there and you sleep with people. Long story short, dude got into some shit in the alternate reality that affected his real life.
The box.
The Box. See, low budget Crocs, movie, but it was good.
Shout out Tubi, The Box. All right, yo, Rex, what you watching on Netflix? I know. I don't know if you watch Tubi. I'm not really watching
Netflix right now. Like, I'm watching movies with my 13-year-old. She into like Family Matters.
Are you taking like, a
so
back
she
in
jumped
the,
in on that. She so I had to sit there and that? Watch that with her.
Is she watching Steph? She's
watching
Stephon
those
Urkel
old
yet?
Sitcoms that we used to watch back in the 90s. So I'm all for it.
Has she got to Stephon Urkel?
Stephanie.
Dog.
Your nigga became
I was just
a whole
talking
about
this
nigga,
shit the
yo.
Other day, bro. The storyline and the characters on Family Matters were deeply defined in the first like 3-4 seasons. But once the characters grew and got older and grew out of the person that they were originally set to be at the time, that shit got weird, bro. That shit got like some sci-fi
shit. It became Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
It became, what can Steve Urkel create in his laboratory and bring? But you know what I dug about it? It did get
weird.
I
loved it.
I'm not going to tell you. It was weird. But what I dug about it was it gave black people science.
Like shit.
Like on TV, like on some sci-fi shit. Because,
yeah.
Like Bill Cosby and shit, you knew that Theo was dyslexic. Denise was fucking up in college. Like everybody was always having some drama in college, right? But Urkel was in a lab creating a whole version of himself to make Laura fall in love with him.
That's the fucking textbook definition of a simp if I ever heard it, my brother. How you gonna change who you is for that chick?
When Maya
right is bad than a
motherfucker,
dog. No, I ain't mean to yell in the mic like that.
Rex,
my
rest
bad.
In peace to
I ain't mean to yell, big dog.
Rest in peace. Hey,
rest in peace, bro.
But
that joint,
you're not as loud as you think you are.
I love her, bro.
Yo, Maya was bad.
I was in love with her. She was always better than
Laura. Was alright.
Laura was alright.
But Maya was.
Maya made you look at the nerds like,
yeah.
Let me give you a second look.
I won't.
Yeah, I'm about to give me a Maya, son.
Turn into motherfucking key
give you
sweat.
A little second look.
I turn into key sweat. I wanna.
Let me give you a second look. She was baddie. She was
dog, and she accepted Steve for who the fuck he was.
She loved the nerd.
Love the nigga.
Loved the suspenders.
And the nigga drove in a three-wheel vehicle. That nigga had the BMW that had
but
three
at
wheels.
But at the end, Laura dug him for who he was.
But did she love him or did she love Stephon?
No, she didn't want Urkel. At the end, she liked Steve for who he was.
She wanted that smart nigga in the end.
Because she got tired. Because Stephon.
That's pretty much how life goes.
He turned into a what they call in Shakespearean language, a Lothario.
Like,
he started macking all the bitches.
He started macking, yeah. He was like, yo. Yeah. He was like, Lori, he's like, Maya is nice, and so is.
Yeah, so is that bitch, and this one, and the other one, too.
He's like, I'm Stephon Urkel.
I like how they did a dope flip on the name.
I like how they did
Stephen
the name.
Urkel, yeah. Stephon Urkel.
He killed it. Yo, shout out to my man that played, what's my man, Jaleel White. Jaleel White is underrated. Dog.
A talent.
Yeah, I ain't appreciate him wearing that dress, but
unfortunately, some of them wear dresses, dog.
It's sad they typecast him after that, though.
Yeah, man, they typecast him, and that brother can act.
He a dope comedian. I mean, I say comedian, dope actor.
Yeah, and he got a like weed farm and everything. He got a chronic, man. Shout out Jaleel, man.
Hey,
yo.
Shout out, bro. I mean, but when a person like embeds themselves in on a major level in that type of role for such a duration of time. All the people that produce going typecast them. That's you know, tough. Unless they can take a role that's so profound that they redefine the way people see them as an artist.
What a game.
Favorite. I'm sorry. I hate to break in.
Shit. I love Family Matters.
Favorite 90s sitcom. Go.
Y'all niggas going. I'm going to go. Damn, I'm going to tell you. It's a lot for me. But yeah, I'm gonna tell you one. I'm gonna tell you two of my favorite. I got two. All guys, no breaks, no rules, right? I loved the Wayans Brothers. We're colored, we're happy, and we're singing, and we're colored.
Give me a high five.
And then Tribe Called Quest played. got yeah, me. No, you good. And Marlon and Sean were phenomenal.
Pops was actually my favorite.
Oh, John Witherspoon. Oh, that's my dog. You know what I mean? Bang, bang, bang. Yo, John, you got John Witherspoon.
John Witherspoon, a comedy legend, bro. Man, legend.
I got to see him before he passed away. I got to see him in concert. And there's a lot. There's a lot. I don't want to take away from Martin. I don't want to take away from all these, but these are my top. Man. And then I loved, I'm going to tell you, man, because I loved all these sexy ass black women on this show. Living Single.
I knew where you was going with it.
You was about to say.
I could, yo. I'm gonna tell you.
Who was your favorite, bro?
My wife knows this already.
She gonna hate you for that.
Yo, Maxine Shaw.
Dog.
Maxine motherfucking Shaw, baby.
Nigga.
Yo, Maxine motherfucking Shaw.
Maxine.
She was doing it, yo.
I love Regine, though, too. I can't even lie.
She was just, you know.
I love Regine.
Too short and compact for me. At that time, I liked that tall, long chocolate, and she was an attorney. I don't know, that was just killing it for me, dog.
She was killing it.
She was a boss.
And she was so uncool.
She was a boss.
And a boss. She, and little dreads.
And I think that a lot of young black women at that time who was watching Living Single kind of looked up to her a lot.
A lot of people did. I follow her on Facebook. Y'all follow her real
super person. Bad, dog. She's super bad. She just made y'all like a comeback with some of the new projects right.
She
been doing.
The Wu-Tang joint she was
yeah.
on.
Oh, dog. Dope.
That was a great series.
Great. They cut it short, though.
It got a little off.
Yeah, it did.
But the beginning was such a strong push that I'm cool with it.
It was the fucking writer's strike.
What's your favorite 90s joint?
Man, every Tuesday, Martin, dog. Martin. Only thing I only
let me some Pam.
The only reason why I wanted to watch Martin because of big head ass Gina.
Like you some Gina.
Man, hey, look, dog.
Tisha Cameron was a nicey one.
I had a crush on
yeah.
fucking Gina, dog.
Gina was nicey back in the day. Gina was a nicey. Pam was a brick house.
Pam was a brick house.
Pam was a brick.
My OG would say,
but you know,
Pam,
Gina was a brick house too, though. She just didn't wear the right outfits. That's what it
right,
was.
Right, her style was fucked.
Martin, because it was Martin's girl.
It was
so
basic.
You could tell it was like, you got to be like this
see, I've
conservative,
because this guy's
low
not
key.
That confident. Like, right. He wasn't like super confident.
She was one of them bad Jones that didn't really like flaunt her badness.
Yeah, but Pam didn't give no F's.
No F's.
See, I was watching Gina from House Party.
Oh, Gina in House Party, son.
And then, like, even
she
like,
was sexy
in
House Party.
What was the name of that shit? The Plant.
Damn, you got me talking about this. Yo, House Party.
The Plant That Came Alive and shit that they was playing.
Oh, you talking
there.
About Don't See Me, Don't Kill Me, Seymour. What's that joint?
Yeah,
that
shit.
Little Shop of
Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors. You know what I mean?
She was one of the singers.
She was one of the
oh,
singers, man.
Yeah,
that shit was
little
dope.
Little background singers.
You know what I'm saying?
Background singers.
Okay, you went to House
with the
Party.
The doo-wop.
But you know Shorty in House Party, the one that Play was trying to get with, the chocolate joint.
Bruh, who was better? Gina or the other?
Oh,
no,
she played in
the
Big Boy. What's it called? Big Boy.
She was bad.
Charaine.
With the yellow.
She was
the
mother.
With the yellow spandex.
She was the mother.
Mustard spandex, nigga.
She was the mother and baby boy.
She was the mother and baby boy,
nigga.
Ving Rhames got some of that jammy.
Nigga, Ving Rhames and that joint was old. Nigga, my dome wasn't on straight.
She was also in the Inkwell.
Dog, that's a classic.
Classic.
Lorenz Tate.
Lorenz Tate, classic.
Jada Pinkett.
Classic.
Morris Chestnut was
classic.
In that joint.
Classic.
Yeah, classic. That's a hood classic.
Depressing, corny, but fantastic.
Dog, nigga, the part on the Inkwell that got me was, it was like a corporate guy that was like a stockbroker or some
shit.
And he was in the corporate world. And then the other guy was a revolutionary that was affiliated with the Black Panthers at one time. And they always warred because of, I guess, the issues going on at the time and the man in the struggle and the man that's like, quote unquote, Uncle Tom. Mm-hmm. So the nigga was like, the rich dude was like, Black Panthers? Nigga, Minister of Information, my ass. Nigga, you ran the fucking copy machine, nigga. Nigga. Duh. You know, niggas always gonna slice their position.
Yeah,
that nigga ran flyers.
That was a dope scene. That was when they were at like, the table, they were fighting.
Yeah, at the damn tennis court.
That's what it was. They were arguing. Court. That was a dope movie.
Profound.
Completely dope movie.
It was a good lesson on simping because Lorenz Tate was definitely simping Jada Pinkett.
That was young Jada.
That
like,
was
like I know a lot of people like Jada Pinkett now. If you like her, that's up to you. you know. But I remember Jada when I was a kid. Jada, young Jada, was a bad jammy.
Boom, bang, pow.
Different World Jada?
Jeez.
Different World Jada was bad.
Nah, I like Peaches Jada. Which is Peaches? Low Down Dirty Shame Jada.
She was losing me around there.
Dog, I love yeah,
she was. She was kind of losing me around
she was,
there.
She was skinny.
You was down with that Jada?
Or do y'all like Jada from Woo? Remember when she did the jump with Tommy Davis?
She was losing me around there. Damn. She had me a Different World. Yeah, another show that in the 90s that had some bad jammies too.
She was on Fresh Prince. I think she had a cameo.
Yep. She was on Fresh Prince. Yo, on Fresh Prince, the one he had was Nia Long back then. That was the jammy. And then
a young Tyra Banks. He had a Tyra too.
A young Tyra Banks.
That big ass forehead.
Still bad though. Tall. Big tall.
I don't know if I ever really liked her. I was a chubby chaser most of my life.
Okay, but there wasn't much of chubby bitches on TV back then, though.
My two from back in the day. No, I had a three out of trifecta of chubby bitches I loved on TV.
What were the three chubby chicks from TV? You like, and excuse me for saying the word B.
Yeah, we love y'all chubby girls. We ain't calling y'all bitches. No disrespect. All right. It was the thick chick from Baps.
Okay, a little short, Jordan.
Short, thicky.
Okay.
Did she pass away?
Yeah, she did. R.I.P. I forgot her name, though.
I didn't know that. R.I.P.
But
great actress.
And then we had Monique with her nurturing ass. Come nurture me.
Okay. Well, Monique, come on, hey. You have a fan here.
Yeah.
Red Cross.
Bullshit. Hey, baby. I make it better. But
she ain't chubby no more.
Nah, she with that weird ass nigga she calling daddy.
I don't know.
Have you ever had a chick that called you daddy, bro? And how did it make you feel?
Oh man, that's a
fifth. Dog, I think I'm gonna take your advice on that one, cause I got a weird ass story about that. But we gonna say that for the uncut new show we working on. But
oh man, hilarious.
And my last thick joint. Damn, I don't know if you can really consider her thick, but she was kind of heavy set. The Jack A from 227.
She wasn't
dog. Thick.
She was more like
just regular, stacked. Like yeah, stacked. Just I love stacked. Jack A.
No, Jack A was banging. Yeah, she was beautiful back in the day with the shoulder pads.
And it was the ditzy motherfucking yeah. But I'm gonna throw y'all. Jack A's
a good call.
I mean, there was a lot of good shows back in the day.
What
like
was your 90s show? What's the 90s show? Are we out of here?
Damn, I don't mean to keep cussing like
you
that.
Good.
Of course I'm gonna go with Martin. He had a bunch of good ass characters he portrayed. And
what was your favorite Martin character?
Dog, it had to be Romy Rome. You ain't gonna call her, brother.
Yeah, Jerome was funny.
My probation thing gonna be all right.
I like Jerome.
You know, and then I like Dragonfly Jones.
Oh, Dragonfly.
Yeah. Silence.
And the dude whooped his ass every
whooped
time.
That nigga, what's his name? Kenji? He never paid his damn assistant. and then it's the other ones too. The nigga that was a, don't you know no good. Don't you know no no good. The mechanic, I don't even really think he had a
not
name.
Too many. And then he had
Otis. Yeah,
I used to like when he played the Shanae was funny too, though.
Dog.
Gotta give Shanae.
He got criticism about it and he stopped doing it, bro.
Because
you think about it, eventually they phased that Joan out and he stopped doing the character so much. And they shifted the focus to him and Gina's back and forth about the marriage and commitment type shit.
Yeah, that show, man, when it got bad, it did get
bad. It got terrible.
It got bad fast.
And then that last season where he wasn't even on there?
Yeah, it was a weird show, man. It was a weird show. But the beginning was strong, yo. But shout out to Martin, man. You know what I'm saying? I love that show, man. That was another one of my shows. Like, I had to shout it out, but I had to give you my other two. But the Wayans brothers, I'm from New York, you know what I'm saying? And that they had like the hair and they wore the clothes and they gave us the
Yeah, the mannerisms from up there. And yeah,
I was
all
like,
that.
I was like, and it's comedy? I was like, oh, you got me, man. You won, yo. And then they had Pops. I love
Johnny
Willis.
Yeah, they had great storylines,
too. Yeah, Johnny Willis was
funny as shit. Like the one where they went to the, what was it? Sean did the prom again or some shit
that
like
was
that.
Funny, yeah, yeah,
that was
yeah.
It was a lot of dope episodes.
One of my favorite was where they found a bag of money in like the hallway of the building. And then Martin dressed up, not Martin, excuse me. Marlon dressed up as a genie to try to get the money back. And he had a lamp, and he was rubbing the lamp, and he was acting like he was some kind of Indian cat and lost his money. That shit had me dying. I was like, these dudes is funny. But anyway, shout out to that family, man.
And them fucking Wayne's, man. Genius.
Shout out to the Living Colors.
Shout out
for
to Living Colors.
Real,
shout out
dog.
To Living Colors, too.
I swear.
We'll keep rolling all day, man. But yo, Red, thank you once again for being here, man.
Super.
Appreciate it.
Rex Corollas.
Rex Corollas, man. We did the Reels. This is another podcast. Real All Gas No Break podcast. This is part two. I'm on Rex. We're going to keep doing it. And, yo, we want to start getting comedians. That's right. Get other comedians. Let's do this. Like,
you know, a bunch of them, man. We coming, man. Check us out. All Gas No Breaks. Super Santi. Red Fox. Rex Corollas.
Peace, man. You can not subscribe.
We used to the plane, huh?
No, they make something. This shit I'd have never heard.
Bumba Clot.
Introducing Big Super Sun. Ain't do nothing without the deep. They even got the pussyologist in here. Dr.
O.G.
Boy.
That boy good.
Yeah, that boy good.
Talking all about
word. Bumba Clot.
This whole like post right here, we get on some other shit. Like,
so this isn't even on my page. This just popped up the first thing. All Gas No Break, Real All Gas No Break podcast. This is how we're gonna start the video right here. We're gonna start with this. This is gonna display here.
And then, shit. Yeah. Damn, my shit key. I think I'm fucking up. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Testing. Testicles. 1, 2, 3. excuse me, Johnny Bravo.